All right, let's give some stuff away. Let's play a little Sporkle. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, Sporkle!
Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I am going to win for line one today.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Josh.
Where's the 208 area code, Josh?
It is the state of Idaho.
Oh, man. Josh the hoe. Hold on. Galvin is playing for you. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hey, this is Ryan.
Ryan, please hold. Spanish is playing for you. I will take line four. Hi, who is this?
It's Chuck.
Chuck, I'm playing for you. There we go. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Rob is your judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're playing Can You Pick the Movies by the line of trivia from IMDb.
All right.
I like it.
Yep. Deal. First one. Bruno Kirby offered his fat suit from The Godfather Part 2 to Christopher Lloyd in order to play Uncle Fester.
Adam's Family.
Values. Adam's Family Values.
No, just the Adam's Family, Mike Calta.
Really? That wasn't... Yep. Did they make more than one?
Yeah.
Like it.
All right. Nestle provided 1,850 bars.
Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Of real chocolate.
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Galvin.
Why?
Sean Penn was the first choice for this role, but turned it down because he didn't want to play a role that had already been played by his long life friend, Jack Nicholson.
The Joker, Batman.
Batman Begins.
Batman, The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight is what I was looking for.
It was also Batman.
Not Batman, The Dark Knight, no. At the auditions, Henry Thomas thought about the day his dog died. Yes, Mike Calta. During the train scene, Kate Winslet actually punches Jim Carrey. This was not stage or plan.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Galvin. Good movie.
The shot of the line drive knocking over the bag of baseballs next to Kevin Costner was sheer
Field
luck.
Dreams. Bull Durham. Oh,
yes. Spanish. Yes, Field of Dreams is what I was looking for. In order to stimulate the sound of crumbling metal in the car compactor, sound effector Norman Wanstall used the sound of crumbling beer cans. Yes, to stimulate.
Star Wars A New Hope.
No, of crumbling
metal. Repo Man.
Goldfinger.
By the way, it's simulate, not stimulate. But I like where your mind is.
You know. During one night shoot, problems with the puppets were so severe that the entire cast fell asleep on set.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
During the delay. No. During one night shoot, problems with the puppets.
Army of Darkness.
No. Gremlins.
Oh.
Is what I was looking for.
They shouldn't be up after midnight.
Yeah, right?
Gollum only appears in one scene in the
book. Lord of the Rings.
Andy Serkis completed the scene during the first week of production, but stayed on the set as a second unit
director. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings.
No.
The Hobbit.
Yes.
Oh.
The Hobbit, and we're halfway there.
Right now, Spanish is in last year's a score of 1. Galvin is in second. He has a score of 2. Mike, you are in the lead right now. You have a score of 3.
The Dapper Dans, a barbershop quartet that performs in Disneyland's Main Street, USA, made a special appearance as the voices of a singing busts.
As a what?
As a singing busts.
The Haunted Mansion.
Yes, Mike Calta. This one has an asterisk next to it. The code title for this film used during production was Tights.
Superman.
No. Asterisk.
The Incredibles.
Yes. Spanish. Sorry.
It's like Carmen doesn't look at the answer until the answer.
By the way, there's a lot of Superman cartoons. I don't know. It started as a comic book. So.
All right. Movies. Early on, the plot was based on a group of activists who liberated the animals from their cages.
28 Days Later.
This one also has an asterisk next to it.
Oh, well.
Oh, shoot.
Madagascar.
Yes, Galvin. Angelina Jolie admitted that she scared the little children while in her costume.
Maleficent.
Yes, Spanish. The scene where Daniel knocks down the prosthetic mask and it goes flying out into the street required over 50 takes. Scene where Daniel knocks down the prosthetic mask
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
No.
Vanilla Sky.
That would be Three Ninjas.
No. I was looking for Mrs. Doubtfire on that one. Visitors to the Real American Museum in Natural History increased.
Night of the Museum.
My Kelta. The production crew used real human skeletons because it was
Poltergeist.
Cheaper. Yes. Galvin. The scene between Tom Hanks and Victoria Garber crying over the movie The Dirty Dozen was completely improvised during the take.
Da Vinci Code.
Big.
Damn it.
No. Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh.
Julie Andrews saying Super Kelta.
Sound of Music.
Yes. Mike Kelta. And we're on the last three.
Right now there is a, there's not a tie. Spanish, you're in last with three. Galvin, you are in second with four. Mike, you are leading. You have a score of six.
Shia LaBeouf's first scene filmed was where Sam is attacked by guard dogs.
Suburbia.
Mike Kelta. Transformers. Robbie tells Linda at one point, get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx your band. Mike Kelta. And the last one, this movie marked the first time cartoon characters from both Walt Disney and Warner Brothers appeared together on screen.
Who framed Space Roger Jam. Rabbit?
Mike Kelta.
I needed a good victory. Yesterday, Spanish scared me when it told me I lost my double the next person in line lead.
Now you just got it. Hell yeah. Congratulations, Michael.
Thank you for the heads up. Do you have a little extra one there?
I do.
Do it. Come on. I'm on a roll.
Okay. Many of the wicked witches of the West.
Wizard of Oz.
I didn't even bother to answer any of them.
Yeah, me neither.